interesting. I wanted to ask whether you felt, I don't know, I found it slightly, you know, sexist.
Yes, this is something that I wanted to ask you. Yeah. What are you...
Like, I didn't think you really treated women that well.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think a more... One part of me says... I really like how he gives opportunities for actresses.
Yeah, to play something different.
To play like roles that are in a way... I really like Jane Fonda.
Yes.
I thought she was absolutely fantastic.
Great.
She was hard as nails, and I loved
the
bit where
so
she like
good.
Is screaming and falling to pieces in the
yeah.
plane. But she had that strength behind her, and I think
and then the whole thing of that has talking about how she moved up because of herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that she wanted to be in the casting.
Yeah,
act.
Yeah.
Because that she was yeah, and had nothing to do with him. But then I kind of also liked it when they sort of also accepted the sort of symbiotic
relationship. Yeah. Yeah, that they were both, if one of them chose to exit the symbiotic relationship, they were both destroyed. I think If I were leaning towards saying, to not saying it was sexist,
yeah.
I would say that he problematizes the way that women are revealed in, or shown in film, like this kind of, they're these roles of the nurturing woman, like the sports star who has that woman who's always falling behind him and helping him.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you have like the sex symbol.
Yeah.
And I felt maybe that has something to do with like Italian representations of women. You
yeah.
always have the mother, and then you have like the
that's really interesting.
The you know the sex goddess, like
and
the kind of
the
Dolce Vita.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's very fascinating, and I really liked Rachel Weisz's character.
Oh, I loved her.
I think she's stunning. I love looking at her.
She was so like I do on it. Like I loved her in like Constant Gardener, but to me
yes,
she was a very
yeah.
Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
And in this, I felt.
It was nice.
She was very real.
Yeah, it was good to see her bring out her acting chops.
Yeah.
Because I think she's one of those actresses that deserve better roles.
Yeah.
And I really, yeah, but I really liked how she was given the opportunity to reveal like strong emotion and be
yeah.
kind of extreme and soft and hard in both ways.
Yeah.
And I think she was like the antidote, I guess, to.
To Miss Universe,
yeah,
but even that
yeah.
was upended.
Yeah.
I just thought the I thought the writing and
yeah.
the camera sometimes when it came to women didn't
yeah.
exactly mesh.
Yeah,
it, like,
it objectified them.
Yeah.
yeah, but I think I mean maybe it's got something to do with I think the kind of irony of the part when they were in the pool and Miss Universe comes and they you know objectify
yeah.
her and the camera objectifies her. Is this awareness that these men can never have her?
Yeah.
No one in the audience can have her. Well, think going back to something you said before about the scream and how the soprano becomes silent. I think that's interesting. How when Rachel Weisz's character is saying, "Oh, you know, you were always saying, be quiet, Melanie,
mm.
hush, Melanie,"
mm.
and I think it became like a.
Like a theme.
Yeah, well, like if maybe the film's saying we tell women to be quiet again and again, and if we privilege male talent over female talent, because clearly his wife was an incredible soprano
yeah.
singer.
Yeah.
But by privileging his talent over hers,
yeah.
you know, she was essentially silenced.
This is a discursive sort of thing,
yeah.
but it just reminded me of Elena Ferrante
and
you know, Elena, like, never hearing Elena's
yeah.
voice. It's always, well, I mean, it's kind of different because you hear it from the voice of
yeah.
another woman, but
yeah.
it's about, like, the silent, like, throughout history,
yeah.
female artists have been silenced.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, still continuing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I had problems with the way that the camera treated some of the women, but I think overall the film's attitude towards women was more
definitely
compassionate.
More nuanced.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like yeah, no, I definitely agree. It was just moments of like pure
yeah.
objectification
well,
that was like totally
yeah.
jangled my like
yeah,
sensibilities.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The pure objectification, but also the I don't know, one could also read that for like appreciation of the pure beauty of the human body.
Yeah,
right?
But her body was like
gratuitous. Yeah.
No, but like her body was to me was like so obviously manufactured. Like
right. Yeah.
Like her breasts were like
yeah, they were
very augmented.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's maybe that's that scene was supposed to say maybe it that scene intended to say something about male fantasy and male desire, and then. But it failed in what it tried to do.